This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What happened? Sorry, what happened? Kevin?
My screen is like blocking off the share screen. And so I didn't see anyone dancing and I got nervous that maybe it wasn't playing. So I hit pause instead of seeing if it actually was sharing it. But you snapped on beat in the beginning, so I should have assumed.
So that's not dancing to you?
Hassan, you're a DJ. Is that, do you do that?
Well, that, I mean, that is the typical rule. If people snap on beat, you never stop the music. You just broke the cardinal rule of DJing, Kevin.
Oh. Is that song new?
Yeah, that's a new one.
This is new, yeah. So I think that's part of the confusion is none of us have heard it before. I was just guessing when I snapped.
Mm-hmm. How long y'all been doing that?
Doing the thing that we just said was new.
The things, yeah. Is this the first time?
Yeah, this is the first episode where we're doing that.
This is the first time we've actually been doing that. Usually Hayes and I are just kind of talking and we go. But Kevin said that he had, and I should have known too, this is partially on me, because he said he had a song, he wanted to play it, and also that he wanted to do sort of like a freeze dance thing with it. Mm-hmm. Where like, we're all like rocking out, but then it's like when he says freeze and stops the beat, everybody, even if you're in a really funny position or making like a goofy face, you have to hold it until it comes in again. And Carl, that's exactly right. So like, it was a cool idea and I kind of forgot that part of it. So when he paused it, that's why I panicked. I mean, you guys saw. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We saw it.
Needless to say, you lost the game.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'll take that. Speaking of games, right, I think we got to talk about what kind of games we're going to want to have at everybody, Hollywood Handbook, and we got Carl and Hassan and the whole Flagrant family's here. We dropped, you know, some new Flagrant family artwork recently. Mm-hmm. You can see us all together in a big basket. And I think we should talk about, do we want to have games at this thing? Because we are planning the Patreon office party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it can be fun at a party. Yes, I want to talk. Yes, I want to fucking dance. I want to shake my big ass. You know, that's part of why I get all gussied up to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you at a party, you shake that fat old ass.
I'm sloshing it around, you know what I mean? And it ain't what it used to be. I'll be honest, it's a mess back there, but
it's moving in the other direction. It's always like catching up to his body. So when he's shaking one way, the ass is still back over there.
It's like a reverse whiplash effect.
I get these huge bruises on my hips, almost all the way around on the front, just from like the velocity of my ass snapping back into place when I finally get my body back around.
And every year, John Hamm walks up to you while you're shaking that ass and goes, "Damn, Sean, you shit with that ass?"
and have we heard from John about this year, Kevin? Have you checked the RSVPs again? Has John said whether he's coming?
I followed up. No response yet, but let me try again right now.
So, did you follow up? Did you follow up too fast?
Yeah. If I send it at midnight.
You know you did. You know you followed up. You knew as you were following up that it was too fast.
Couldn't help himself.
So John's a maybe, and Kevin possibly gave up the game on this one by following up too fast, which, of course, is
in the same. I've known Kevin to follow up in the same email.
Yes.
He'll sign up. He'll say, "Thanks, Kevin." And then he'll say, "Hey, just following up."
He'll say two things. He'll lay out the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
The second item will be, just wanted to follow up on that initial concern I had. And so it doesn't give you time really to respond. And then you go, well, never mind. I'm not going to deal with this at all. Like, I'll just let Kevin live with his choices. Mm-hmm. So John's a maybe and leaning towards no, I think, at this point.
Can I share my screen on something that you guys can, I can cut it out if you don't like it. But speaking of being the follow-up king, I typed it into a search bar recently just to see what would come up. Look at those numbers. For the listener, we're talking 11.
So those are texts that you sent us.
Us.
Say, that you said, me and Sean.
Some of them are both of us.
Yeah.
If we look at the numbers, actually.
I'll say 9 out of 11.
Some of them are not me. And some of the ones that are to both of us do say the word haze. If we could get it back up on the screen really quick.
Sure.
But one of those, I think at least one of those was...
Following up haze. This is just a haze. This is just a haze. This is following up to both of us. This is just a haze. This is just a haze. This is following up to both of us. Just a haze. This is following up haze. Yeah. And then that one is to both of us.
That also, only no, goes back
that's
to,
not fair. 8 out of 11 are addressed to haze.
And that only goes... This is not like a representative sample of all our time working together, even of this year. That only goes back to the end of September.
That is, September through November 9th.
Yeah.
And Sean, I'm going to cut you some slack.
So I guess the only one who was like affected by 9/11. Oh, yeah. I'm really sorry that.
Never forget.
I guess we
all said we'd never forget, but then only I actually
remembered.
Can we see that again, Kevin? On October 9th, where it does say following up to both of y'all, Kevin did put Hayes' smiling eyes. So on October 29th, right there. That's what Hayes looks like when he smiles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's when I'm being ooh woo.
Yeah. So I think
Kevin.
So that's
we were talking about games.
Mm-hmm.
Do we? I mean, I know I'm on food and flavors duty.
Well, let's not say like I'm on this and like it's not your little food fiefdom. Like I do feel that we all should have input on every aspect of the party. Like everyone should feel ownership over it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, Asan's a DJ, so like he's in charge of music, but I sent him a pornocore playlist of some very sexual hard rocking music that I think would kind of just keep the mood and the vibe in the zone that we need it to be this year, because it's been a hard year and not everybody's listened to as much pornocore as I think they normally would. And I'm not saying, hey, Asan, you have to play all of these, but I'm saying we should hear about 2/3 of them.
And because I am gainfully employed and I feel like it's the season of giving back, I will be bringing quarters for anybody who wants to do laundry.
Carl's in charge of the money.
Yeah.
Your food, he's music, Carl's money.
Only for laundry, though. Only for laundry.
Only for laundry.
So bring a bag of clothes. Hayes, are you having a cigarette?
No, Hayes, I'm sampling the different incense flavors for the party.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. This is grape.
Okay, so grape incense was Kevin's pitch.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
We all got to pick our favorite berry, and Kevin said grape.
Grape.
And we debated for a while because we weren't sure if grapes were a berry, but I think we let him have it.
You know, at the end of the day, it wasn't going to make a big difference. Unless Hayes could tell me different, I don't think we're going to go with that one. So,
Hayes?
So we sampled it to be fair. I actually, I maybe was being a little cheeky when I picked banana, because most people don't realize that a banana is a berry.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Most people don't realize that.
Most people don't realize that.
I said peanut, which a peanut, of course, is also a berry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut berry.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut berry and jelly sandwich.
Mm-hmm. PB&J. Peanut berry and jelly.
So I'm trying this. I went upstairs earlier, and I'm in trouble with my wife for some reason for how my hair smells.
Because it smells like grape?
Because, yeah, she thought I was, like, stepping out or something with some kind of...
You weren't wearing your usual peanut berry scented shampoo.
Well, it doesn't help that your hall pass is the grape lady at the farmer's market. That's been
no, it's not the it's the one from the video.
Oh, the grape stomp woman
from the viral video.
That's right.
That, new, like that news clip.
From, yes.
Okay.
You is your thing is that you want to make her make that noise in a good way.
Anyone is welcome to contribute to food.
Great.
I'm committing to that because I'd like to eat at this party. I don't want a situation where we like leave it up to like, oh, whoever is just like inspired to arrange food. Also, okay. Like some aspects of a party like this are a process. I went to the supermarket and asked if they could do a basketball cake. They said yes. Apparently the guy I was working with there was very new and was very scared by what I had asked him and wanted to do a good job.
Wanted to please you.
Yes. And so I have the cake. It is a basketball flavored cake.
Okay. Oh,
it's a classic sheet cake. Like by all appearances, it has nothing to do with basketball until you
bite into it.
Take a bite, and it has everything to do with basketball.
So it's just just a square, just a rectangular, like white cake off the shelf, blank.
Yep, just very normal cake. Yep,
buttercream icing.
It says "Happy Party" on it.
Well, that's a great message for us.
That was nice. I said, like, he was like, do you want writing on it? And then he was like, wait, I have something. So I didn't even get a chance to say what I wanted.
Inspiration struck. And that's been, can I say, one of the things that's so fucking cool about having this Patreon is that we're being creative on here and we're inspiring creatives. And our fans send in these really cool comments and all these different songs and all this stuff. And we're turning them on to like, oh, I can just explore like the craziest corners of my mind and see what comes out. And Happy Party is a representation of that. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that on a cake and I don't know why. That's a really cool message.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, just checking in on the RSVPs. Are the Freedom Gang going to be there? Have they gotten back to us?
Paul responded instantly, nope. Nothing from Scott and Lauren yet.
All right. Playing it cool. Mm-hmm. Probably too early for a follow-up right now, but maybe before the end of the episode, we compose something that we think could really get them hooked.
I got it. I already got it.
You have it?
I sent it. It's a three.
I said it was too early. What did you send?
They play these games at the end of episodes called Threecher. It's like Threedom and Feature. And so I was like, Threecher, you respond to this RSVP. Threecher idea.
They already did respond.
Well, Paul did. Scott
Paul did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
I'm bringing chicken and dumplings.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's a potluck now?
Again, anyone is welcome to provide food. If we want to all get in, I have some suggestions for the music as well. If there's a song that I think really captures a lot of our journey this year,
yeah.
Sounds a little like this. Do you know this one? You hear it okay?
Yeah.
A little
bit.
Drums. And the cymbal is part of the drums.
That's true. A lot of people think it's a melodic instrument. It's not.
It's not at all.
No.
And we can play.
Wow.
Like, if we can play this in a way where, like, I can mouth the words.
Now, do you want me to do like a porno core kind of mashup of this to stay on brand for the night?
That would probably get me more excited about listening to it.
You can play like two things at the same time?
Yeah, you can do that.
Is there, does the porno core songs have words?
Yeah, it's more like... they're mostly words.
Okay.
And when we say words, we mean that loosely. It's like guttural moaning and noises and
but
kind of like dirty talk. And
There's some warnings of what's about to happen or what. Yeah,
or
what
invitations depending on how you're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
This part, right?
I'm getting excited.
This hate is all the world has even seen lately.
You got to do what they told you. Got to do what they told you. Got to do what they told you. Got to do what they told you.
No, that's not the same song. That song sucks.
That song's lame. This one actually has a real message behind it.
That one was noisy.
Anything
it was noisy?
Like Carl, well, you're bringing food.
Mm-hmm. Chicken and dumplings.
Chicken and dumplings.
And he's bringing quarters if anybody wants to do their laundry.
If anybody wants to do their laundry, I'm bringing quarters.
I'll take you up on it.
Now the venue does have free laundry, but I will hand if a person brings their laundry, I will hand them quarters. Put that in the email that you're sending to Paul because you got to wash them suits sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Followed up.
Those
I will hand you quarters.
Ripe.
Hey, is this a new flavor? Because it seems
stinks.
Like the smoke has changed quality.
Yeah, goddamn.
It's a much thicker smoke this time around.
This flavor is juice.
Okay. It looks really good. I can't smell it over the Zoom, but it looks like it would be a very good scent for the party.
It is, yeah. And the smoke itself is much juicier, as you can see. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm bringing my famous oregano dip, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I made a big, big batch this year. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to dip it in, and it's not my problem. If you can't eat it off your hand or off of like a napkin or something, then, you know, bring your own shit. But I'm just sick of like everyone has a different idea of like it should be on a cracker. It should be on a pita or it should be on a big hunk of halloumi cheese. And I'm just like, not about the drama, not going to deal with it. Bring your own dippers. You know, as the great Jeff Foxworthy said, you might be a breadstick. So.
That takes me back to college. You remember just like calling up, I guess kids don't have to deal with this anymore, but like calling up your dip dealer and they come by and they're like, oh, I got like good shit for you today. Like, cause you're like trying to just like pack a lip with your friends and they're like, oh, I got the finest cut dip for you. And they give you this like bag of stuff and you don't know any better. You're just like a kid.
You're like, is this what it's supposed to smell like? You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Smell that. Smell how herbaceous it smells.
You said it was long cut. This seems like short cut to me.
It's very short.
Yeah. But you don't know any better. You put it in. You say you're feeling something.
Yes. You just pack a huge lip full of oregano.
Do they have different flavors of chewing tobacco? Or is it just like one, like cigarettes, there's like a tobacco flavor? You know what I mean?
They have different flavors
of cigarettes and chewing tobacco. Yeah.
Peach. Yeah. Really? Wintergreen.
Mm-hmm.
Formula One.
Mm-hmm.
Formula One is, it tastes kind of like motor oil. But you got to be a real man. Juice. Grape.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be mixed together.
No.
Don't take a half a dip of grape juice, a half a dip of grape and half a dip of juice and try to make grape juice. That ain't gonna work.
No.
I lost a lot of friends that way.
That'll blow your lip clean off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your skull will pop off your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. It's not good to do that. But yeah, no, they've got all kinds of flavors. Sweat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cherry yellow.
Cherry yellow's good.
Cherry yellow, yeah.
Cherry yellow's good.
I am in charge, as we know, of the second location, and I have two options.
Let's take this to a second location. I can't wait to say that.
I am so pumped on this.
Who's driving the party bus before we get to
do let them take you to a second location when you come to this party, man? Because that's where all bets are off.
I volunteered to drive the bus as long as I can control the aux cable. So no, I'm driving the party bus.
No. Mm-mm. Put a stop to that, Kevin.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking like 5 different minivans.
Mm. Okay.
We could all drive ourselves. My first option is I just got a projector for my bedroom. There's no speaker yet, but we could maybe watch a little bit of a movie or something. Mm-hmm. I can get some chairs.
It has a little speaker in it, right?
Oh, great. Okay. Then,
I'm asking you. You haven't watched anything in your bedroom yet?
Still in the box?
Still in the box. I was afraid it's going to get dusty. Mm. The second option is one of those restaurants where all the lights are off and like you're kind of eating it like in the dark, basically. It really puts a focus on the taste
eating
of
what?
It. We probably bring our everything, like our dips and grapes. And
we bring all the food
chicken
to the dark room.
Chicken and dumplings.
I guess it's good that we all have our own van then.
So we just rest it on the passenger seat?
Somebody's going to need to get aluminum foil, and I'm not doing it. Mm.
Well, we should see too. Like, is 5 vans going to be enough? Can you check the RSVPs again? Like, has Engineer Cody or Colin Anderson responded to this yet?
Cody said he would come, but he had 5 caveats. One of them we can't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Colin's like visiting the UK or something because he said like I'm Skleep.
Oh,
Colin said he was Skleep.
Yeah, Skleep. In his daytime. So he must be in the UK.
I mean, different hours.
Yeah. Must be different hours.
Must be on a different time zone.
He's Skleep.
Mm. Skleep.
Okay, this is going to affect like just like the games conversation, which we started at the very beginning of this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But like figuring out if it's just us, which by the way is great, if it's just employees only.
That's my
party.
Preference. Yes. I was being polite inviting, especially like the Threedom guys and like
John Hamm.
I'd be more comfortable if it's just us, which it sounds like it might be, which is great. And have we heard from Andy Neese at all?
Texting him right now, actually.
So okay. We'll see. So yeah, even if it's just us, like it does in some ways open up the games that we can play.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we all have such a close relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like we can play more games where it's like about like knowing your partner.
More games of trust than
yes, than more trust games. Does anyone want to say an example of a game?
Ooh, blindfold haircuts. We each go around with scissors.
Classic. I trust you guys to do that to me.
The barber is not blindfolded; just the person who is getting their haircut.
Who's getting the haircut? Yeah.
The barber itself is not blindfolded. They can see exactly what haircut they're giving you.
Yeah, that would be so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, hey, is your hair going to be smelling like grape? Because me and Geneva are not okay with that.
I don't think. Well, I guess what I've created is a flavor combination that's just grape juice.
Now,
it's grape flavor combined with juice flavor.
Yeah. You're lucky that's not tobacco.
Yeah, if it was
in
tobacco,
my hair,
it was tobacco.
It'll blow your lip clean off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your lip hair. Your mustache. It'll blow your mustache off.
Nah, shoot your head straight through your chimney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We should get, you know, like since we are like adults now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I finally turned 18.
Asan,
we're all adults now.
Barely legal. Asan.
Mm-hmm.
Cue the porno core.
Yeah, play some of that, man.
First time I've heard it because I'm now 18.
Yeah, I got some.
You can't hear porno core. It's like
you have to
how
feel
certain
it.
Frequencies. Once you get older, you can't hear them anymore because they're too high pitched.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
porno core
whistle.
Is so low that you got to have big saggy lobes to be able to hear it.
That's the only thing that can capture those waves.
Big danglers.
Okay, I got a game that we can play. Flash karaoke. Surprise karaoke, where you have to give somebody else a song to perform, but the song is a famous speech.
Oh, okay. And what we could do is give you a style or an impression that you have to do the song in.
Yes.
So Winston Churchill singing just like Bad Romance. Does.
Yes. And we should know what they are before so we can...
We should agree. We should get together and say, hey, these are like the three impressions
so we
can
practice
do.
And stuff. Yeah.
This is a song I've been working on
and
in
not,
this particular
like,
impression.
Yeah, exactly. And like we can all go through Kevin. Like Kevin's like the producer in this role. It's not like... Mm-hmm. And then whoever is... giving the assignment will just be given a card ahead of time and they'll just like read it off the card. We should have a fake Chiron for sure where it looks like the Chiron
where
is
it's
going
like
through
spinning
some kind of randomized like, process.
Okay so it's Neil Young doing oops I did it again.
Yes.
Okay,
and they're like wow, okay,
that sound like?
This
and
is a tough
like, what
one. Yeah. Then we're like scared. Baby, we're freaking out. We're like, I don't want
to
do this one. But
they used
we,
to do
we
this
practiced.
On,
we practiced for a really long time.
Yeah, we've been working on it forever.
They used to do this on Merv Griffin.
Well, and I actually did want to bring Merv. Some more Merv Griffin stuff.
Miss
into
Merv.
This.
Mm-hmm. Miss Merv.
R.I.P. Merv.
Mm-hmm.
Pour some out.
Merv was the original. It's so funny when
pour
people
some
say,
water
like,
out for Merv.
When people talk about shows innovating and like talk shows now and and I agree with a lot of the conversation that they're very good, but it's not new. They're just doing Merv.
That's all it is.
You turn it on, guess what? That's Merv up there. They're doing Merv. They're putting a little bit of their own spin on it, but at the end of the day it's still Merv, and that's why it works. When
Kevin,
I watch The Problem with Jon Stewart, I go, this is Merv, guys. I'm getting big Merv energy out of this.
Same as the Charlemagne the God show.
Yes.
Yeah. Merv the God.
Merv the God.
Merv the God.
Mervamane. Mervamane the God.
Mervamane the God. Mervamane.
Right? Kevin, what's the first location?
Yeah, what is the first location?
Because it would be great to know what that is.
Yeah, the more contrast the better, I think.
Yeah.
Keep us on our toes.
Bright restaurant, too bright.
Yeah.
Sure, it could be like a really bright ass outside daylight like noon in the desert. And we stay there till 5. And then go to the darkest place that exists.
So you don't have a first.
So
you,
yeah. You, so the desert is the booked. Most specific thing we've heard.
I didn't know I was in charge of first location. I just thought I was second location.
Okay. All right. And that's why I think we should all feel free to take ownership over different aspects of this because, the lines haven't been clear.
How about like an Ed DeBevics? We get razzed a little from the waiters.
Talk to us. You've been saying you want to tell us about Ed DeBevics for a long time. I would love to. Oh.
Hello, sir.
Are we partying? What's going on?
Are we partying, says the party man.
I Andy's brought here. Okay.
Horny M&Ms.
Okay. Man, Kevin, the green ones are about to get me in trouble.
Those are all greens?
Yeah, they're mint. Oops, all green.
Oh, hey, do not go back to your wife smelling like mint.
Imagine what they're up to in there.
Do not go back to your wife smelling like mint.
You're definitely stepping out.
You are stepping out, Hayes. Hayes is being unfaithful.
Hayes, you can crash on my couch tonight if you show up smelling like mint after a bag of those babies.
That's another thing. My guy sold me.
Sing Unfaithful by Rihanna. Sing Unfaithful by Rihanna as Alex Trebek. R.I.P. Alex Trebek, man, the God, man.
Okay, but I thought it was a speech. So, but I do it as a speech?
Yes. You're asking it as a clue. You're asking the song as a clue.
Okay. I can do that. He used to sing lyrics sometimes as part of the clue. And we go, story of my life, searching for the right, but it keeps avoiding me. Sorrow in my soul, because it seems that wrong, really loves my company.
What I thought, because nobody got it.
Carl. Oh, no, that was, that's yeah. right. That's the triple strippers ad. That was unfaithful. Unfaithful.
Unfaithful.
Tough to miss that one.
Yeah, so first location I was thinking could be Ed DeBevick's, or we could have it at like Planet Fitness and get our like get our pump
a Phantom
on
a Planet Fitness.
Whoa, Phantom Planet.
I'm working
Fitness.
On a little collab.
They have Phantom Planet has their own kind of Planet Fitness now.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you still can't get out of your contract. You still can't get out of your contract.
Wow,
you literally have to leave the Phantom Planet to get out of your contract. And you got to show proof
yeah.
that you are never coming back.
Pumping up my guns, firming up my buns.
The gym is OC themed. Every squat rack is on a balcony overlooking the ocean.
Damn. Phantom Planet Fitness.
That should be your next Halloween costume, Andy.
I'm way ahead of you. I'm like halfway there already. Just have to get fit. I think a nice muscle. I think a nice muscle man suit.
Yes. Andy just has to get absolutely huge.
The last element, the only missing piece of my Halloween costume is that I do have to become incredibly strong. And it'll be perfect. It's actually, I've got everything. I've got the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a wig. And then, yeah, and then I just, between now and Halloween, I have to get so fucking strong.
I don't want to rule out Ed DeBevick's if, like, I want to, like, follow
through. If everyone's
through.
Into it. Yeah,
yeah, like, I want to at least hear Kevin's pitch, because this has been, he's been front porching it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just picturing it, like, we walk in and they're like, so what is this for? And it's like, oh, a holiday office party. And they're like, for what? Oh, we do a little podcast together. And then just like the razzing these guys are going to do about podcasts.
They're nasty.
Their thing is they're nasty.
They
is
make it, you wear like a paper hat that says nasty. Microphone bitch.
Is it like Dick's Last Resort?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you're describing.
You're talking about Dick's Last Resort.
I went with a college marching band that I was in, and we got destroyed. It was in Detroit for a
maybe it was just
game.
A regular restaurant.
Why would
and you
he
guys
say
were
that?
Just...
Might have been yeah.
Why
that
would he
restaurant?
Say that?
That's a good point, Andy. That they might have just really you disliked just, yeah. you and wanted to insult you guys, and it might have been a normal restaurant for everyone else who was there. Because I've never heard of what you're describing. I've heard of that kind of restaurant, but not with that name.
This is a restaurant where you go to get insulted?
Yeah.
My experience there was pleasant, but Kevin had a different yeah. experience, I
and
guess.
Kevin has also told me he grew up in a theme family.
Kevin's Last Resort was the name of their family.
Kevin's Dad's Last Resort. I now am remembering I've been to Ed DeBevick's and I received excellent service.
No,
they're extremely kind to me.
Thank you.
Doesn't it sound like there was like a little bit of a discrepancy over whether or not Kevin was actually in that marching band? Sounds like they didn't think he was in it.
A marching band, which I was in.
Don't, no need to check with anyone else.
And like in certain parades, it's not like there's like, they could stop you from like marching at the end.
Yeah, because you got to, at that point, you got to weigh the pros and cons. Do I stop this entire parade of marching bands to get this one guy out of the drum section? Or do you just let him ride? They let
you
him
just
run,
have
let
to keep going.
Yeah.
He's not even play. Like, he's just pretending to play. He's not, like, causing a problem.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of bands and stuff, I mean, I know we're talking about music. I think we should talk about entertainment. I do think it would be great to have a performance. Have you talked to the Teachers Lounge guys? Are they willing to do a live podcast at our office party?
Yes, but they wanted to do it as like one of their spinoffs. I believe not Bleachers, but one of them is a blues band that they did. So I was trying to have them do it as like the blues band and they could perform as well. Drew's unavailable. John's not sure. Dan's having car issues, but Ryan's in.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So it's going to be Ryan as a blues band. and that's the live podcast that we're gonna get.
Yeah, it's
well, cool. I mean, it, you know, keep him on hold. I don't have a better idea. It does seem like with you said Drew's definitely out.
Yeah, he's
and Dan is out.
Dan's having car
he's
issues.
Having car issues.
And John
has yet to find a car that he could fit inside.
Yeah, he keeps driving that Yugo and get stuck in it. It's uncomfortable.
I mean, I'll tell you what they ought to call a Yugo is you don't go anywhere.
Because, you stop.
Because the damn thing, that they're stopped. Those cars are stopped.
Stopped. They should just paint them all red. You should only be able to get that car in red because it's the color of stop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They should do it. Tomorrow.
Kevin, can we please make sure we have enough bay leaves this year?
Yet another thing, my guy.
I wasn't at the one last year.
A hefty bag full of bay leaves.
Bunko bay leaves.
For me to dip.
You roll up the bay leaf and you put it. You gotta take it out. You cannot leave it in there.
I fell asleep with one in and I checked myself into the hospital.
Mm-hmm. That stuff getting your bloodstream is over for thee.
I was trying to use it as a mistletoe and was going up to people.
A single bay leaf?
Mistletoe.
Yeah, you about to get canceled.
Yeah. You can't do that. You can't do that at this
B-A-E party, leaf.
Please do not. Yeah.
B-A-E leaf. Yeah. You cannot do that.
Mistletoe. B-A-E sorry. B-A-E leaf.
You can't go around forcing people in there. Kevin?
B-A-E-E. Yeah. So we got three locations. Phantom Planet Fitness, mm-hmm. Ed DeBevick's, and my room or the blind barber. The blind restaurant.
Why don't we just have them turn the lights off at Ed DeBevick's? The service is amazing. They'll do whatever you want.
You there. Can? Oh, yeah,
they're
I can't ask.
Accommodating.
And then when Kevin's there, they'll say like, yeah, I mean, I gotta do that if I'm gonna look at this guy's face.
Yeah. Everyone's gonna get sick unless we turn the lights off with this guy's face in here.
And we're all driving separately, so Andy, you need to know that. We now need mm-hmm. six minivans.
We need six Honda Odysseys now. Yeah. So
fair. Okay. I got a couple. I know a guy that's got a couple.
Yeah, okay. Andy's on getting pinks for this. Get the pink slip so we can buy six Honda Odysseys.
But you,
for this
Andy,
party.
You do have to race people for them. So you have to find people with Honda Odysseys, and you have to race them for their pink
okay.
slip.
I'm gonna have to train a little bit before I'm gonna have to get up to shape, ready to take on this task. But I can do it.
Kevin, will you Google the 1983 Toyota minivan? These might fit a little bit better.
Yes.
I have to go soon.
Where the hell you guys
can I go?
Friday so night. Soon, Andy?
He's got to start training for the race.
Got to start training for your Halloween costume.
What that's good. Yeah. I'm Googling the 1983 Toyota minivan. That's actually the little bottom there. That's what I look like when I got a lip full of bay leaves.
Yeah, it's got a real underbite situation. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get me in that thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of dip on the front seat, screaming around corners. No seat belts.
Rolling over.
Burning juice flavored incense in the dash.
Mm-hmm. Three different kinds of dip in. Every nook and cranny of my cheeks filled with some new dip creation.
Crossfaded on different dips.
Crossfaded.
Response from Lauren. She said, sorry I missed this. Hope you guys had fun.
Oh.
Okay. That's really nice.
I actually think rather than correct her that the party hasn't happened yet, I am fine just leaving it at that.
Me too.
Have we heard from Conan?
I heard from Sona. She said she is going to let him know and he might leave us a note. So,
oh, okay. That's great. That definitely will happen. Yes.
Yeah.
We know what we know for sure is that she will ask.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Drinks. Okay, we haven't talked about drinks. We have drink flavored incense.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone has like kind of something assigned right now. Andy getting six Honda Odysseys.
Mm-hmm. I think we should just put hookahs at every table as opposed to drinks.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's more the mood that we're trying to create is like, if you're really thirsty, you can drink out of the bottom of the hookah.
Just smoke the hookah, get the vapors. Mm-hmm. They'll turn into liquid in your throat.
It tastes like, yeah, and the liquid at the bottom tastes like whatever the the flavor it is that you were.
Now, are there different flavors of hookah? Because I've also never done hookah. Or is it
parsley, celery, celery root. There is bay leaf flavor.
Spring onions and scallions. Yes, those are two different things.
Saison.
I'll come clean. I have a setup for
snap peas.
I thought it could be cool, and obviously I didn't know it would be just us. I do think it's great that it is just us, but I have a whole kind of kit that I wanted to set up to do virgin body shots. I don't drink, but I do miss the irreplaceable experience of doing body shots. And so I sent away for like a kit where it's got like, you know, a bunch of kind of mixers and other cool like kind of drink accoutrement and I thought, you know, different people party if they want. You lay down on the table or whatever, you know, and just do and do shots off each other's, you know.
So it's more
navel or,
so it's not about getting drunk for you. It's more about the ritual of drinking it out of
drinking
someone's
off
belly
somebody's button. Stomach or back or something. Drinking off of someone was something I missed about that that, you know, those days. But no, it's not about getting drunk, man. Hey, I'm already fucked up. I mean, I don't need any help I'm already fucked up.
And the kid I know, so like instead of, obviously, normally you could just pour tequila into someone's belly button and then just put a row of salt along like their, like kind of where their boxer line is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The boxer line.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Their boxer shorts. Yep.
Since you don't want to just be like eating salt.
Right.
It's like, it's just like flavorless crystals. Mm-hmm. It looks like salt.
Looks a lot like salt, but it's not food.
Not food.
Still pretty high in sodium, though, from what I understand.
It's not good for you. I mean, it's like Impossible Burgers or whatever. It's like, yeah, there's no meat, but it's still like it's not healthy. But that's not the point. It's like you're not ingesting any of the like salt, which you obviously don't want.
Yeah, you just want to have a good time. It's not about, you know, if you're partying, you're partying. You're not worried about the calories and the sodium.
Yeah, it's the experience. It's the closeness.
I'm walking around the rest of the party like,
what's that? It's a silica. It's that silica gel, right?
Silica gel.
Yeah, the freshness packets like, that they put in beef jerky or
you're
whatever.
Not supposed to eat the packet, but if you open it up and pour the stuff out, you can eat that.
Yeah, because the wrapping of the packet is bad for you.
Yeah,
the inside is like...
Plastic is very toxic.
They even say, don't eat... they don't put, don't eat this whole bag on the jerky.
They say, don't eat the packet. Don't eat the packaging.
Yes.
Do eat the contents of the packet.
Yes.
Lick it off your friend's boxer line.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Those silica packets are a lot they're a lot like oranges. You know, you don't eat the outside, but you definitely partake of what's inside.
Or apples, too. Don't eat the outside of an apple.
That's true.
You know how many people touch that?
It's like slices of bread, too.
Could have been anywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dibs
on the outside.
You don't need the
dibs on the M&M's.
Mint.
The mint one.
Careful.
Cam is trying to cheat on his girl.
Imagine that. I do a big snorty, absolutely bricked up from that.
Can we have Andy be responsible? Like, since Andy
I really have to go
once the Odysseys are procured. He's not gonna have any work to do at the actual party.
Yeah,
so
he needs
more
work.
He can make sure that the boxer elastics.
I'm gonna be bopping around talking to everybody. You think I'm gonna be able? I got like tasks to do. Are you kidding me?
The boxer elastic has to be folded down.
I'll find someone.
The crystals can go in the ridges
that are left on the skin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It fits in there so nice. You can turn on your side and the crystals don't fall out.
So then we should probably
right up in those ridges. It's like a ruffles.
On the invitations in, Kevin, we should probably tell everyone to wear their boxer shorts for at least an hour or so before the party so that they have the indentations in their stomach.
Should this be an ABC party? Anything but clothes?
Anything well, but boxer shorts. They need
what's
boxers.
The any, what's the anything in that?
Anything.
You wear
so
like,
I can wear something.
But not clothes.
Oh, I see. So it's like clothes. You can't wear traditional clothes, but you can wear like.
But you can cover your body up toilet with paper. Like a, you could put a barrel on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You wear so, a garbage bag like, I can't stand the rain. Big, like Missy Elliott.
Yes, big garbage bag.
Me, I'm super fly.
I did think we could do a 40-year-old virgin style waxing each other thing, just especially if we are going to be doing body shots.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I, just so we don't have to deal with hair and mess. And I think that it could be pretty funny if we all, you know, kind of improv'd out different exclamations.
Yeah,
we
found
not just traditional swears.
Can we reach out to Kelly Clarkson? That would be
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, she could be like, yes.
That's you,
she
funny.
She walks in, you rang?
You rang.
Somebody need me? I'm kind of busy in the other room.
Yeah.
And then Busy Phillips walks in and goes, no, I'm busy in the other room.
Studio audience goes off. Yeah.
They go nuts.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
They loved Carl so much, they went home with him. And the show doesn't even, his show doesn't even have a studio audience. They just showed up. Now Andy has time. Andy pitched Kelly Clarkson. Now he has
that's,
time.
Oh, yeah. Well, now
all
I can't leave.
All of a sudden he's settled in, and it looks like he's going to be here all night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let me know when this is happening. I'll let you guys know if I can make it. I got to head out.
Andy just looked at his M&Ms. He got time today.
No, you're busy. When you got those M&Ms, you got to go, if you know what I mean.
And I don't have to go right now.
All
right.
Any inline skating we should do?
No,
hit a rink somewhere?
I'm leaving.
I think our skating has to be out of line.
Like, that's
you
good.
Are out
flagrant.
Of line. You, yeah.
Out of line.
It's yeah. flagrant. You are
there
out
you
of
go,
line.
Flagrant. Mm-hmm.
That's good. So the wheels are like, there is the line, but the wheels are like attached to the outside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they alternate. Okay.
Drone footage. Do we want to talk about drone footage? Getting
yeah.
shots of us doing cool shit. I mean, I want to run that, but I also am going to bring a bunch of like just different cool remote control toys, just so it feels fun. Like we're still kids. We're just a little bigger than kids. And I think it could be cool if we have some like just awesome like little like remote control cars running around and we put stuffed animals in
them. I think there should be a bunch of Roombas like just Roombas circling the room. A lot of them.
Did people submit their list of dares they won't do for the Truth or Dare game? I know last year we had some pretty big I don't want to call it a fight, but we had we had a big fight after
we threw punches.
It's true.
Who won?
Everyone loses when the flagrant ones fight each other.
It's true.
The listeners lose.
Everyone did, and that wasn't like theoretical. Like everyone did get hurt really bad.
Yeah.
Everyone was unconscious at the end of it.
Yes.
Man, sounds rough.
But do people want to say, are there any dares that they know they won't do so we don't run into last year?
Yeah, I'm definitely not telling my uncle that I love him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So, yeah, that one I could have guessed because that was what started the fight last year. But
really,
So I think I really don't want to ring the neighbor's doorbell and ask to borrow their toilet paper. I get why it's funny. Like, I get that it's like a little uncomfortable and mostly harmless, but I have actually had to do that with my neighbor in the past, and I sort of think if I do it again, then I become the guy who just like is borrowing their toilet paper all the time, and I do have to live here.
Mm-hmm.
Hayes, did you have a truth that's off limits? Is there a question we're not allowed to ask you?
Probably most mouth-watering man crush. Just say crush. You can ask me my. You can ask me my crush, but to
your
say
your most
like,
mouthwatering crush.
Yes, you can say okay. Most mouthwatering crush, but to say like man crush, it's like in 2021. I don't think we need to say it's like best actor, best actress.
Yeah,
I don't think we have to say like crush.
It's
and
the same
man
job.
Crush.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think we need to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's really actually super fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take it on the chin. I asked that last year, mm-hmm. you know, and I like to think I've grown up a lot since then. Mm-hmm. And I no longer even have the word man crush in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I am describing an act that has been perpetrated by a machine.
So, I got one.
Thank you.
Or the martial arts move.
Mm-hmm.
Do not ask me what's in my cup when I'm drinking. Do not ask me what's in my cup. Okay?
It's That's for our cup. Protection.
Yeah. It's in my cup.
Okay.
It's not your cup.
Well, it was your suggestion to not have any drinks at the party and just to
so I can be holding a cup and everybody wants to know what's in it.
Everyone is going to be asking that because
do not ask me what's in
everyone
my cup.
Will be pretty thirsty.
Okay. Off limits. Everybody's mouth's going to be dry from the hookah.
Uh-huh.
And the long ride in the minivan.
That's better though for like when you pass it to the next person. You don't want it all wet because they've like had something to drink that night.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
You need it dry. But what is in there?
Don't ask me what's in my cup. I literally just said it.
But we won't ask as part of like truth or dare at the party or anything. Yeah, but what is in it?
Chicken and dumplings.
And my parents responded to the invite at all, Kevin.
Your mom said no. Your dad said wrong number.
Okay.
It's an email,
right?
Yeah.
They give you the option on the iPhone if you want to send true. It as a...
Yeah.
I don't want to be asked about my cologne when we play Truth or Dare. I would prefer you guys keep those questions to yourself.
Okay. And that's in a cup as well, right? So it's basically the same.
Yeah.
It's basically the same question as Carl's.
Yeah. I mean, if you put the cologne on your skin, it dilutes and it wears off over time. But if you carry it around in a cup, it has nowhere to go.
No,
he puts the cologne
is always,
on
it's
his
always
skin.
Mm-hmm.
He puts the cologne on his skin.
That's the peer pressure Carl is
cologne
imitating of people
hack.
Trying to...
Hey guys, it's the Flagrant Boys back with another cologne hack. Most traditional people will tell you to put it little dabs on the wrists and under the neck, but in fact, just carry it in a big ass canteen. Open up the cap and waft it underneath the nose of the woman you're courting. She'll associate you with that scent in a very strong way. That's our cologne hack.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.